Hi there. Anne Hodgson from the Island Weekly, and I'm thinking about Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a traditional celebration on the last Monday in May. It's one of those national celebrations, meaning that it celebrates the whole idea of country and belonging to a community, and focuses on the heroes of that community, as in the soldiers who died for their country. Now, I don't think I would think of soldiers primarily as my heroes. Somehow I think they have a job to do, and they do their job well, and they have to actually not think too much, because otherwise they would go totally crazy. You know, they have to do their duty. Something that is very difficult to accept if you think that they're going to be killing other people to do their duty. So I think there are a lot of people who just say, I'd like to do my duty, but I don't want to kill people in the process. And I don't want to follow orders that tell me I have to do something that goes against what I want to do. On the other hand, you know, soldiers do this for other people. I don't think that a soldier goes out and kills someone because he enjoys killing people. And so I think they're, in many ways, they're a kind of a victim of circumstance. So it's really difficult for me to imagine that a hero is a victim of circumstance. This is bugging me. I think a hero is someone who takes responsibility for his actions. And now, I'm not a pacifist. I'm not someone who lives in this star and thinks that everybody's going to be friendly with each other and not do anything to each other that hurts the other people. I don't think we live in that kind of an ideal world. So I'm not quite sure where I stand with regard to the military these days. I'm just watching, in the country where I live, I'm watching young German soldiers take off to Afghanistan, and I'm kind of wondering where I stand on this. Most Germans voted for their government's involvement in Afghanistan, and as an American, I kind of think that the rest of the world should get involved in the so-called peacekeeping forces around the world. I don't think it should all be pushed to the United States to take this responsibility. And yet, it means sending soldiers over there and getting involved in conflicts that have very little to do with day-to-day life here in Germany. It's a very tricky sort of situation, and I, for my part, am totally confused about it. What do you think?